Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Well, we got a lot of news to get into here today. It's Friday. That means we got a new edition of SmackDown here tonight, which is the SmackDown Go-Home Show for the WWE Clash of Champions pay-per-view on Sunday. Yes, there is a WWE pay-per-view on Sunday. We'll give you all of the matches scheduled thus far for that show. We can talk about the TakeOver show as well, which actually looks like the far superior show, at least in the ring. And pretty much everything else. WWE did send out a statement yesterday addressing the rumors of a COVID-19 outbreak. So we'll talk to you about that when we come back from the break. We've also got the ratings for AEW and NXT from Wednesday night. Largely the same story that we have heard for most of the last 8-10 months. NXT won every demo except for over 50s. NXT won that. And they did have some fairly strong competition going up against the NBA and the NHL. We'll see how things do when those two sports have wrapped up. Mia Yim, Mercedes Martinez. We may have new names for them. This Retribution group, the group that calls itself Retribution. Just to confuse everybody, they are names that, in fact, may confuse you if you can't remember that the group is actually called Retribution. We'll get into that as well as Serena Deeb, update on her, and much, much more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. We'll also be joined in the final segment of today's show by Max Smashmaster. It's been a while since the Smashmaster was on the show. But he's going to talk about something we haven't talked about with a lot of people, and that is the process of running a wrestling school in the middle of a pandemic. We'll talk about that and so much more with Max. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get your bets down. There's only one five-star sportsbook, and that's BetUS.com. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and entertainment. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Nobody beats 25 years in the biz. The best bonuses and the most sports. Call today, 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS, and they'll walk you through getting started.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I was going to go over all of the more important news first, but I was just looking at this Clash of Champions card for this coming Sunday. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but about 3 weeks ago, we had two pay-per-views on two successive weeks. SummerSlam and then Payback a week later. 3 weeks later, we have another pay-per-view. And God bless everybody performing on the show, but the booking leading to the show, this lineup. I mean, we got Asuka defending against a manager, Zelina Vega. A Raw women's title match that is on the pre-show. I should tell you everything you need to know about that. We have Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, one half of the Usos tag team, which is a fun enough storyline, but is there anybody on the planet who thinks that Jey Uso is winning the title from Roman Reigns? And what if he does as a swerve? I mean, I don't know what's going on. Bayley and Nikki Cross, we've seen this match 50 times. Bayley's won every single solitary time. It makes no sense for Nikki Cross to beat Bayley. I mean, you could have Sasha interfere and cost Bayley the title, but then you're going to have Bayley versus Sasha for no title. I mean, maybe that's their feeling that, well, this feud doesn't need a title. Well, if that's the case, why is Sasha's entire goal to get the belt off of Bayley? I mean, maybe she just wants to get the belt off of her onto anybody. I thought she wanted to take it herself. But anyway, that would mean that Nikki would lose for the 85th time if Sasha doesn't cost Bayley the match. We got Nia Jax and Shayna versus the Riot Squad. I mean, the Riot Squad, they hated each other forever. They just reunited for, like, no good reason, and now they've got a title shot. We got Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura versus the Lucha House Party. I've seen that match, like, 50 times. And they built this up last week by having Cesaro beat whoever it was, one of them, in a singles match. Weak challengers losing in singles matches set up a tag match. We got Jeff Hardy, AJ, and Sami Zayn. Three-way ladder match for the Intercontinental title. I mean, I guess both belts will be hung from the ceiling, but, I mean, who cares? Sami came back claiming he was the champion. They immediately beat him in his first match back on television. Why would I possibly care about this match? I'm sure the match will be good, but I don't care who wins. I mean, they've already killed that. Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel, I've seen that match 50 times. To the point where on Raw last week, they asked the Street Profits who you want to face. The Street Profits themselves said, we don't want to face Andrade and Angel. We've already beaten them multiple times. Well, now they got to go in there and beat them again. Or Andrade and Angel, who just broke up, will win the tag team titles. That's also an option. And then Lashley and Apollo Crews, a match I've seen 50 times. Like, what is going on here? That's the lineup.
Just
who cares?
A bunch of good wrestling matches. It's all you can hope for. It's like when we talk about shows, UFC shows, and plenty of wrestling shows where the build has been terrible. You're not really even looking forward to anything coming out of it, but you just hope that the fights are good or that the matches are good. And on paper, some of these are good. Obviously, I'm not saying that Nia and Shayna against the Riot Squad is going to be all that big of a banger or anything like that, but it's not like Bayley and Nikki Cross have awful matches, even though we've seen it a zillion times. Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton, I'm hoping, is really good. You know, Hardy, the three-way with Hardy, AJ Styles, and Sami Zayn ought to be really good, even if there's probably some stupid finish to it. But, you know, Cesaro and Shinsuke against the Lucha House Party, that's another one. Does anything really mean? You know, does anything... Do you expect Lucha House Party to win? They've been feuding with each other, too. So it's like, you know, the only thing you can hope for out of a show like this are really good matches. That's the only thing you can hope for match quality-wise. Other than that, this is just a show that's being put on so they can ramp up numbers and they can have a bunch of shows like this. They don't care if they sell one pay-per-view. This isn't a pay-per-view. This is a way to draw eyes to the network. So later on with investors, they can go, look how many new eyes, look how many original, you know, viewings or whatever the hell it is, all the garbage that they count. That's all, in my opinion, that these shows are for.
All right, so rumors of a recent COVID-19 outbreak among NXT talents at the Performance Center became real Thursday night, as WWE released a statement somewhat acknowledging some positive tests. We talked a lot about this yesterday, but anyway, this is all that they said. Part of ongoing testing protocols, WWE completed its second round of weekly COVID-19 testing on Tuesday. Individuals that tested positive will quarantine for 14 days, receive medical care, and then will only be cleared when they are symptom-free and test negative. Additionally, extensive contact tracing has taken place, and other individuals have been placed in a 14-day quarantine and then will only be cleared after they test negative. So we got October 4th takeover. I believe they've already taped next week's show. I think that was yesterday. So basically, we just hope that everyone's free and clear by October 4th, at least anybody that would have been on that show that has been affected. Although there were, you know, they changed around a lot of different things on the TV on Wednesday. And I would presume that all of those people, I mean, they must have tested a negative, and hopefully they will continue to over the next couple of weeks. But it may be close for that October 4th show, but hopefully everybody will be there. And we'll have people returning that are currently quarantined. And also in COVID news, Serena Deeb is off the United Wrestling Network's Primetime Live this coming Tuesday. Came into contact with someone who later tested positive. She was supposed to face Allison Kay. Allison Kay will now face Nicole Savoy. So at this point, Serena Deeb, it's not COVID-19 positive, but she is just being safe because she was in contact with somebody. So she's going to quarantine, and hopefully everything will work out fine on that end. And we also have Mia Yim and Mercedes Martinez. They were not given names for Retribution on Monday, but Yim has started a Twitter account using the name Reckoning. They have also, WWE filed trademarks for Reckoning and Retaliation. So Retaliation may be Mercedes Martinez. That means we would have T-Bar, Mace, Slapjack, Reckoning, and Retaliation as the names for this Retribution group. They got a steep hill to climb, to put
Reckoning,
it mildly.
and Retaliation are going to be actual people's names?
Yes.
Shouldn't that be the name of, like, the...
What are you questioning that for? We got Mace, Slapjack, and T-Bar.
Because those sound like nicknames, not titles to events. Like, they may be bad nicknames, they may be dumb nicknames in your opinion, but at least they're nicknames. Like, oh my god, check it out, Retribution is coming, and uh-oh, here comes whatever. I mean, T-Bar... What were the names again here? What were the names that they took? Revenge? What was it? What did they trademark?
Retaliation.
Retaliation is somebody's name?
Yes.
Watch out, here comes Retaliation.
Bro, they had someone named Meat.
That's at least a nickname. T-Bar.
No, that was
nickname.
His name. He wasn't
His name
Meat.
Was Sean Stasiak.
No. He changed his name to Meat. They never called him Meat Sean Stasiak.
Then why are you questioning T-Bar when it comes to some of these other stupid names?
They're all ridiculous. I'm saying Retaliation is no more ridiculous than T-Bar or Slapjack.
Thank God we got Meat back on the agenda.
Hey, I'm just telling you what the name is. Slapjack, Mace. You're telling me you couldn't imagine a WWE quarterly event called WWE Slapjack.
Actually, they had Great Balls of Fire, so yeah.
Payback. Great Balls of Fire. Can't believe we got rid of that one.
But shouldn't Retaliation be the name of a pay-per-view, not the name of someone?
Well, they've got all their pay-per-view names. I'm sure there are a lot of different... I mean, Retribution could be the name of a pay-per-view, but that's the name of the group.
Coming up, WWE Randy Orton.
WWE
Randy Orton.
Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It does appear that Max Smashmaster is going to be on the show next in beautiful HD for all of our Twitch homies, twitch.tv/FRW video. Couple of Twitch jabronis as usual. I don't know why this is so hard. Like, if you're frustrated that we're not talking about something that you want to hear, it's a live radio show. You send me a message about what you want to talk about, and when and if I get to it, I'll talk about it. But crying about it on the Twitch feed, you look like a dork. And you know what I don't want on my Twitch feed is dorks. So if you're a dork, you will be dealt with accordingly. You understand? I don't need any slapjacks on my timeline.
You be careful, though. They may be looking for retaliation to come and get you.
This person here just says, does T-Bar pass the WrestleMania name test? Like The Rock versus Stone Cold, Hogan versus Andre the Giant?
No!
In this instance, Roman Reigns versus T-Bar. Listen, everyone, listen. This WrestleMania name test, like, stop this nonsense, okay?
Bastion Booger didn't main event.
Everybody's name that is weird until eventually you get used to it, and then it's not weird anymore.
Friar Ferguson
That's
didn't main
it.
Event WrestleMania.
Because Friar Ferguson shouldn't have main evented WrestleMania, but you know
Meat
what?
Didn't.
And you know what? When you really think about the name Andre the Giant. The
man was a giant. What are you doing? Slandering?
Dude, on day one, you're going to put that on a poster. Andre the Giant.
He was the French Giant for years. Andre
well,
Rusimov.
By the time Andre the Giant main evented WrestleMania, it was fine. I mean,
morphed
dude,
Andre the Giant.
You ever think about the name Hulk Hogan?
It's a great name. It's Irish.
Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Main evented WrestleMania.
Hulk
was one
Hogan.
Of the greatest of all time.
It sounded like a superhero, the Incredible Hulk, and then obviously, you know, Vince Sr., you wanted him to be an Irish superhero, so that's where the Hogan came in, but there is something to
the
that.
The Rock.
He was Rocky Maivia. The Rock. That sounds like a strong name.
So does
like
T-Bar.
A main event WrestleMania name. Stone Cold Steve Austin. That sounds like a WrestleMania name. I don't know if T-Bar does. I don't know if Retaliation does. Guess who's going for the Women's Championship at WrestleMania? It's Charlotte Flair against Ronda Rousey against Retaliation. Sounds like a creator wrestler.
It'd be fine if Retaliation was over. You can get any name over, dude. You can get any name over.
Let's put that to the test.
You want me to go through wrestling history and look at names that, when you really think about it, it's a really stupid name, but it got over?
Dude, you pulled Meat out of your rear end, so, you know.
Well, Meat wasn't very good is the problem. But if Meat had been The Rock, really? Meat is so much more ridiculous than Rock? Thank you. I rest my case.
I'm still giggling over it. Never mind.
This person here says, the names WWE's come up with for members of Retribution wouldn't even be passable as the nicknames of 1980s G.I. Joe or Cobra characters. Even Masters of the Universe's Snout Spout was a better moniker than T-Bar. No, T-Bar is better than Snout Spout. I'm sorry. It is.
You know what was better than that and was a main event name? Sergeant Slaughter. That's a main event name, Sergeant Slaughter.
That's another wacky one. Dude,
badass
if there had been no Sergeant listen to me. Listen.
That's a wrestling
Hold
name,
on a
not
second.
A goofy name.
If there had never been a Sergeant Slaughter, okay?
Yeah.
And they had been doing this Retribution storyline, and all of a sudden, on Monday, Dijak showed up in that bodysuit and Bane mask and said, I'm Sergeant Slaughter! Dude, the internet would have been in an uproar about how stupid that name was.
No, what we'd be saying? We'd be saying that dude's name is awesome, but he looks like an idiot. or Bane or whatever. I don't know what those movies are. I don't care what those movies are. Him coming up as a dude pissed off would have been fine with me. Why they have to have him dressed like this, I have no idea whatsoever. But the name Sergeant, if he would have rolled out as Sergeant Slaughter and you hadn't heard that one before, you'd be like, okay, yeah, I can rock with this.
No,
that's a great
get
name.
Out of here. Get
absolutely.
Out of here.
Corporal Punishment. That would have been a little less.
This person can't believe that Raw on Monday was the go-home show. Well, believe that, player. It was the go-home show. This person says, watch the Street Profits win again and then break up again. Dude!
Don't say that.
Why?
The Street Profits haven't broke up yet.
WWE is a series of incidents that occur. There is no long-term planning. There is no booking. It's
Dawkins,
a bunch of
Poison
stuff that
Montez,
happened.
Is that what you're going to try to take out of this? Is that what,
maybe
that's
he did.
What that would lead to? Oh, no. So you're saying Private Party also attacked Matt Hardy then? Actually, that's a different universe. That doesn't count there. But that is just insane. If they were to break up the Street Profits, my God. My God.
And please mention a happy birthday to Aja Kong, who is 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Aja Kong.
Sure, she's
an all-time great.
She was.
All-time great. This person here says, this is the second outbreak of COVID for WWE. How is this not being investigated or national news?
Oh, for Christ's sakes. You want to know why? Because college football, like Notre Dame is not playing this weekend because of a breakout. Like baseball games have not been played because of the breakout. It's just going to happen.
Everywhere. Do you know how many places have had outbreaks and they've said nothing about it?
We are past the sloppy shop phase. I know people keep wanting to pull that out on both AEW and WWE, but if you want to look at this from a labor point of view and point out things that they should and shouldn't do, fine. But as far as this being a story, people are going to get sick. People are going to get COVID. There's going to be outbreaks. That's that. You had a bunch of AEW guys hanging at the Jaguar Stadium last night for the Jags-Dolphins game. What if something happens there? It's just going to happen. The NFL has been amazingly lucky, almost it's scary lucky in that nobody has tested positive. Nobody. And it's almost unbelievable that nobody has, but that's what they've done. The NHL with their bubble did a pretty good job of it. The NBA has done a good job with it. So there's going to be breakouts. There's not going to be breakouts. I don't see how this is going to be any sort of scandal or anything like that. You want to do investigative journalism on it to see how they run their business and some of the all that stuff? Fine. But that's as far as the story goes, stop trying to sell it as one.
All right, so let's see here. December to October 18th. This person here wants to know, how excited are you for Talkin' Shop Mania? Friday, November 13th. I was checking because I was going to see if this was head-to-head with the finals of the G1, but it'll be a little bit later than that.
Doesn't even matter.
Oh, man, that would have been something else. You're going to go up against the finals of the G1 with what you're hoping is the actual worst pay-per-view of all time this time?
Actually, to be honest with you, because the G1 usually takes place about, 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, in some ways, that's the exact demographic that Talkin' Shop is hoping for, because a bunch of people hammered at 4 o'clock in the morning sound like they'd be into watching the Talkin' Shop Mania show.
Dude, here's another one. This person here says, what about Undertaker? Exactly. If there had never been an Undertaker in the history of wrestling, and on Monday, Dijak and Shane Thorne came out, and Dijak goes, I'm Sergeant Slaughter. And then Shane Thorne goes, I'm Undertaker. Ridicule. That's what it is. The WrestleMania name test. How could a Sergeant Slaughter main event a WrestleMania? How could the Undertaker headline against Roman Reigns? Well, both happened.
Could be worse. Could have a jobber name like Brian Alvarez. Have you ever won one of these matches we see during the commercials?
Thoughts on Florida going to level 3 opening, giving WWE more options for live crowds. Dude, at this rate, they should just jump right to 4. you're going to 3 now? Dude, we are in, I think King County is in phase, they're like 4 phases. We somehow made it from 0 to 1. And then they just stopped reopening. I mean, to the point where it used to be, if you go 3 weeks and everything's okay, we'll move to phase 2 or whatever. They just, Like, there's not even a date in the future to move to the next phase. You want to compare the King County numbers or the Washington State numbers to Florida? And they're just jumping to phase three? Dude, just go all the way.
I don't even, it's like, I mean, Georgia from the start, their governor wasn't even trying. And there's been locales in Florida where it's like, we will arrest you if you do wear a mask. It's like, this, none of this makes any sense. It's like a free for all. It's almost at this point where it's like, throw your hands up and just, I want to know, declare who you are. Declare how big of a, you know, whatever it is. Just let me know so I don't travel there or anywhere near there or around there. I mean, that's all you can do at this point. You know, it's like Indiana with wrestling. People have strong opinions either way, and the collective is coming to Indiana, and I have a feeling a lot more independent wrestling promotions are going to migrate to Indiana because, hey, we're letting people in, we're doing this, we're running shows. You can look at that any way you want to. At least people know, okay, you can either go or not go, but it's sort of the same way. Just at this point, I guess you're either going to be on one side or another. Why it has to be like that when it comes to science and health, I have no idea, but that's just where we're at right now, unfortunately. And you almost have to just pick a side and live through it.
This person here notes that Mankind was a WrestleMania headliner and a champion.
I don't like all the slander you're doing, and I hope this gets back to
you. So, again, we ridiculed T-Bar, Mace,
Undertaker,
and Slapjack.
Undertaker.
But Sergeant Slaughter, Undertaker, and Mankind, if we'd never heard those names before, would have been ridiculed
as
the
main eventers.
Three men in Retribution.
All WrestleMania main eventers right there.
Yeah, and T-Bar could be a WrestleMania main eventer, too. I think Mace could be a main event at WrestleMania. You know what we're going to do, Mike? We're going to ask Max Smashmaster after the break. Observer Live.
Market evolving, realtors stand ready to help. Realtors are an expert voice of reason in changing times, and they're working in new ways to guide you through virtual showings and safe closings, to be your ally in the fight for mortgage relief, to understand a neighborhood the way no algorithm can. That's the role of a realtor. This is a real estate season like no other, and realtors are ready. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, is astutely pointed out in our twitch.tv/F4W video chat room. A man named Evil was the IWGP heavyweight champion. But who cares about Evil? T-Bone, Slapjack,
T-Bar.
I got Max Smash Master here on the line.
He eats T-Bones.
In beautiful HD. How you doing, Max?
I'm great. You know what? I know that T-Bar will be successful. You know why?
Why is that?
Because talent always shines through. And you know where T-Bar was trained?
Where was he trained?
The New England Pro Wrestling Academy.
You've got to be kidding me.
Dead serious, where I am the owner and head trainer of now. I did not train T-Bar, and he did go around the world, and he got training from great wrestlers all over the world. Even Lance Storm, I believe, he trained with for a short period of time. So allow talent to shine through, and don't worry about the names or the gimmicks or whatever they're giving him. Allow him to do what he has to do to be over.
Well, listen, Max. I mean, we debated this before you came on the air, but...
Oh, I know.
I argued today that a man named T-Bar or Mace could headline WrestleMania. As a man named Max Smashmaster, would you agree or disagree with my statement?
Listen, I was given the most foolish name in the history of pro wrestling. I didn't name myself this.
If by foolish you mean greatest, then you're correct.
That's a mighty pro wrestling name.
That's one of the greatest names of all time.
Yes, but if you give it to someone like, let's say...
Mike.
Nails...
No, yeah, Marco, yeah, Max Smashmaster Stunt.
Probably couldn't get it over, but me, I could get it over, right? It's all up to the performer.
That's
to get over.
Well, you
Brian,
were.
You couldn't even get Brian Alvarez over.
You were a maximum smash master if I ever saw
him. I am. I am absolutely the master of smashing.
Now, listen, the main reason we have you on here today is because we've had a lot of guests on, and we talk about wrestling during the pandemic, running shows during the pandemic, trying to survive without wrestling during the pandemic. I don't think we've had anybody on to talk about running a wrestling school during a pandemic. And as you noted, you are, in fact, the owner now of the wrestling school. So tell us how you went about procuring it, and we'll go from there.
Back in June, some things went down, and some people had to leave the business, and then some people had to pick up the slack where those people left off. And that just so happened to us. And we were actually already in the process of purchasing, me and the other owner, Chase Del Monte. He's a wrestler from New England. So we were already in the process, but, you know, some things happened in June and people had to leave. And we took over, and we wanted to make the school legitimate. We wanted to make it as best as we possibly could. And I think we probably would have had more of a fair shake if it wasn't during a pandemic. But it's been a challenge because there's no book to cite on how to run a wrestling school or really even a business during a pandemic in these, you know, in the modern era. So we're figuring it out little by little, and we're trying to do everything right. You know, a lot of people want to run wrestling schools like it's the wrestling business, but we want to run like it's a normal business, right? So we've been trying to do everything right, going on all the correct avenues to get, thankfully, cleared by the state and by the town that we're in for full contact pod-based training for professional wrestlers. So we've done everything we possibly can to make the school a better, safer place for everyone who wants to train, and also safer in a pandemic as well. So
how has life been around there? Because, I mean, depending on where you are, like if you're New York City, Florida, Texas, I mean... We all know how that's gone, but some areas have not, you know, had it quite as bad. So how are things where you are? Was there a surge at some point? Has it kind of just been sort of flat? I mean, how's it gone?
So we did have the first wave, the initial wave, right? And we're in New England, so Massachusetts has a big city, Boston. And Boston, like most big cities, kind of got hit hard just because of the density of the population. But thankfully, we're kind of shrouded by New York, so we're offset from New York. And we haven't really had a second wave. We've been kind of riding that flattened curve, which is nice. You know, things are very much like they are in other states where we wear masks everywhere, or we're supposed to wear masks everywhere. And we even wear masks when we're training. So, and we social distance when we're training, unless we're in the ring with, you know, an opponent. So all those things, but we've been doing pretty well. I mean, we have Vermont and New Hampshire, which have the two lowest positive COVID rates in the country. So we're really on, you know, on the cusp, or on the border of New Hampshire where we are. So we're doing pretty well. Just trying to stay safe, you know. And if anyone, like any one of our students, goes out to a wrestling show or a taping or anything like that, we require them get a negative COVID test before they return to training. So like I said, we're trying to do everything we possibly can to just prevent an outbreak at our school, because we have a lot of students. So.
Well, being in the entertainment business, but also obviously into training, I mean, how are you classified locally? Do they look at you as a gym? I mean, exactly where are you located? How are you basically outlined that way? And then from there, what were some of the struggles you had to deal with initially as far as getting things cleared with the state and getting things cleared locally, which can be a massive difference sometimes depending on where you are?
So yeah, it wasn't too hard because we followed the guidelines and we looked into what other schools are doing, right? And there's not many other wrestling schools that are run like a business just in general. So we looked at jiu-jitsu and what those places were doing around us, and we started to notice, okay, around August 17th they were allowing full contact. And so we said, okay, well, how are they doing it? We set up all the proper sanitation stations. We sanitized the rings, you know, in between each practice. We set up pod based training, so no more than 10 people can train with each other for an entire season is what the CDC guideline says. So we set up, you know, like short period seasons. So like if there's 10 of you, you don't train with anyone else in the school for those, you know, that season. Then you take 2 weeks off and then you can kind of switch up the seasons. You have the same trainer for that entire time. So we base it. We have quite a few trainers now because we have to break it up so much. And thankfully, we have two rings, so we can put five people in one ring, five people in another ring to just, you know, keep them socially distant and things like that. So and then going into, OK, well, how do we get the town to sign off on us and then contact the state and the state to sign off on us? We're classified as an adult recreational sport. So adult recreational sports and kids recreational sports are allowed to participate under those same guidelines I just talked about. And thankfully, someone called and tattled on us. But then when the state came, or when the town came in, they said, oh, you guys are doing great. You're doing everything. And they also called the newspaper. And the newspaper came in and said, oh, you guys are doing great. You got cleared. So they wrote us a newspaper article, too. So, you know.
But that person's upset.
Oh, I bet.
I'm going to get these guys shut down. Happy. Ended up with extra publicity.
But yeah, well, exactly. We did everything we possibly could. And that also led to me messaging you and saying, oh, well, let's put a little bit more salt on the wound. But yeah, so we did everything we possibly could to do it right. Like I said, we don't want to run it like the wrestling business. We want to run it like a real business. So we also, because gyms are kind of dangerous right now. I mean, you're going into a place with a lot of different people and a lot of different equipment. So we invested a good bit of money into our school. We have about 2,000, maybe about 3,000 square feet. And we took 1,000 square feet of that and we made a full scale gym. So we got about 2,000 pounds in weights and four squat racks, four benches, two Aerodyne bikes, two row machines, pretty much a full gym, because you need to work out to be a professional wrestler. And why not minimize how many places you have to go during a pandemic? So that's going to be part of our school as well, that people can, you know, come in and get a full workout, get a wrestling training, and pay one fee and not have to go to two different places.
You know, around here, I mean, we had a really big wave at the beginning, and then actually not as, I shouldn't say really big, because compared to some places, I mean, we didn't. But for around here, it was a pretty big wave, and then everything got shut down, et cetera. And only recently have the gyms kind of started to open up again. And, I mean, I haven't heard anything about any issues with gyms. Like, it's always, you know, a prison, a meatpacking plant, a bar. It's things like that that seem to be having the outbreaks, but not the gyms. And I didn't know about this until, like, a week ago when all the fires and smoke hit the area. But what, like, the CrossFit places are doing around here is they're in these big garages. And so they open the giant bay door, and so there's air flowing in and out the entire time. So they're not, like, technically outdoors, but because of the big bay doors, I mean, it's all fresh air coming in and out. And we had some people asking, and the reason I bring that up with the fires was, I mean, we had a situation where nobody could go outside. So now it was like they didn't want to open the bay doors because you're going to die of smoke inhalation. But you don't want to close the bay doors because you'll die of COVID. So all it was, everybody was very depressed for a week. But we had people on the Twitch chat asking, like, what's going on in terms of air circulation where you are? Do you have the big bay doors you open up, or how does it work?
So thankfully, while most professional wrestling rings end up in like a weird church basement or something, we have a great facility. We have a number of windows that we do open, and we also have a large, it's a normal sized door, but we have an industrial sized fan that we then suck all the air out. So we do constantly circulate the air through the building, pretty much during every practice, especially during the summer. It's going to be a little cold here in a few weeks, but we have no problem doing that. Just kind of pulling out some of the air and constantly circulating it. And just, we're trying to do everything. But, yeah, we are doing something to hopefully, you know, just keep the air circulated so it's not stagnant. And if someone is infected, then contaminating everyone else.
Now, I do want to ask this question because we're not even talking about the actual process of the wrestling school. But you have taken it over. And are you running it the same way that the wrestling school was run when you were coming up? Or are you running things differently? And if so, why?
So, yeah, we're running things differently, mainly because of the pandemic. But we also wanted to run it differently so we could maximize how much time that each student has with the trainer. Because a lot of the times it'd be one person and 25 people in the ring and going through arm drags. And you probably get two or three arm drags in a 2-hour period just because there's so many people. Thankfully, now we have, you know, minimum or maximum 10 people in a class, and usually two trainers. So we break it up. So there's one trainer per 5 people, and you can go through and you can really work on it a lot. You can get a lot of reps in. So we want to just maximize how much we're giving to these students, especially in a time like this, when coming out of this, we're losing a lot of wrestlers, right? We're losing a lot of people who are in the business, and we want to come out of it with some pretty well-oiled athletes that can then be on the shows when hopefully we can have shows in a year, year and a half. We don't even know. So we want to be able to, you know, produce some good talent during this time. So when we come out of it, we're going to have a good crew. And we do have a good amount of beginner students showing a lot of promise. So that's nice. But yeah, it's not exactly how it was. It's still a wrestling school. A lot of the things have changed, you know, with policy that we have. We have a no tolerance policy for any drug and alcohol, but also into sexual misconduct, racism, homophobia, transphobia, any of that we've implemented. So those are the things that, you know, are different because not only COVID, but other things that have happened in the world.
All right, we're going to do a break, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming.
you can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Max Smash Master Vivi is here as well. And very quickly, we wanted to ask you about Zoom training, and then we'll get some plugs in here. You know how it goes.
Sure. So, yeah, during the pandemic, when we were hot and heavy in it, during the early session, I decided to put together some Zoom training, and I wanted to be unlike any other school that would offer. Because what am I going to do? Come on, and just tell you about match structure for week after week. So what I did is I reached out to all my friends who I thankfully made a lot of contacts in the business with, and I had a new person on every single week that is actually doing something in the business. So one week I had Zack Ryder on doing social media, talk about social media. I had Bailey come on and talk about doing character changes. MJF came on and did promos. So able to just make those contacts and then help our students as much as we possibly could when we couldn't do anything.
All right, very quickly, let's get some plugs in.
Sure. So any pro wrestling, you'll be able to find us on Instagram, Twitter, also New England Pro Wrestling Academy. On Facebook, you search it, you can like us, you can ask us questions there, and then also anyprowrestling.com if you want to put in inquiries about training with us.
That's letter N, letter E, pro wrestling, not any
Correct.
Pro wrestling.
Yes,
N-E
sorry.
Pro wrestling.
N-E as in New England.
Yes, so people can find that. And by the way, the easiest way is go to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. I just retweeted some stuff right there, so you can head up there and check it out. But Max, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Excellent job with your beautiful HD video and the wrestling school as well. We really appreciate it. And that's
Thanks
it, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening today. Everybody on Twitch, Sports Byline, the Mightier 1090 AM. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.